Montreal police report 272 calls so far to a hotline they set up in the aftermath of sexual misconduct and sexual assault allegations against prominent Quebecers like TV personalities Éric Salvaille, Gilbert Rozon, the radio show host Gilles Parent, and Michel Brulé, the publisher and formerly candidate for mayor in Mount Royal Borough. Investigators say they've never seen anything like it. But just as victims are finding the courage to engage the system and seek justice, the Quebec Magistrates Council has had to take up the case of a Quebec court judge. His name is Jean-Paul Brown. Now, this is at the request of the Quebec Justice Minister. These events that led to this occurred in a courtroom here this year in the month of May, and it was Judge Brown who was considering evidence in a sex assault trial. The actual assault occurred two summers ago here in Montreal. Teenage girl, 17, she gets in a cab. It's raining. She and her friend were at a fast food joint. Now, the cab driver and the teenage girls exchange compliments. You smell good, so do you, and even a phone number. The teenager testifies she's nervous she won't be allowed out of the cab if she doesn't do that. And she tells the court that the accused, a man named Carlo Figaro, stops the car not far from her house, reclines the chair, leans over, and licks her face. She pushes him away. She tries to get out, but he grabs her by the hand and molests her. He touches her breasts and her genitalia, and he starts to unbutton his shirt. Now, the problem in this case is not the verdict, because Carlo Figaro is convicted. He's now awaiting sentencing. It's how the judge considers the evidence. Have a listen to a recording from the courtroom. It's a bit hard to hear, but it's not very long.
La jeune fille de 17 ans.
Oui.
On peut le dire qu'il y a un peu de surpoids, mais qui a un joli visage, hein, qui paraît bien, poli. Et puis, il y a un homme qui s'intéresse à elle, puis il essaye de l'embrasser.
So Judge Jean-Paul Brown there, summing up what he's heard and taking it a bit further, he says that the young 17-year-old, the victim in the case, is a little overweight. But she has a pretty face, don't you think? That she seems nice and polite, and that there's a man interested in her who wants and tried to kiss her. Now, regarding that shared compliment, you smell good, so do you, the judge says, quote, maybe it's the first time a man has shown interest in her. Now, that's based on nothing at all in the evidence presented. His musings aloud continue. Is it really sexual to kiss someone? Does that require express consent? To me, the kissing question is not clear. He goes on to say that kissing doesn't require the same sort of consent as, quote, putting your hand in the basket. Kim Stanton is the legal director of the Women's Legal Education and Action Fund in Toronto. They intervened in a recent Magistrates Council case that ended in the resignation from the bench. He was pretty much pushed. He left thereafter. Of federal court justice Robin Camp. You may know him as the Knees Together judge. And Kim Stanton's on the line from Toronto Live. Kim, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you make of this case and the courtroom behavior of Quebec court judge Jean-Paul Brown?
Well, it's deeply problematic. It's very, very concerning. And I certainly understand why the Minister of Justice in Quebec is saying that she's going to make a complaint to the Judicial Council.
Can we break down some of the different things he said, some of the musings aloud? Maybe let's start with the comments he made about her appearance. What did you make of that?
I mean, it's just simply inappropriate, and the problem with this sort of commentary is that it suggests that the judge it doesn't just suggest it. I mean, if a judge is commenting on the appearance of a complainant in a sexual assault case, then there are serious concerns about whether the judge is treating women with dignity and equality in a courtroom. It's the kind of conduct that really worries all of us who work in the sector of violence against women. The kinds of things that came up in the Robin Camp inquiry were also importing sort of myths and stereotypes about women into the courtroom. And this kind of behavior is just very worrisome because women already do not report sexual assault in most cases. And this kind of conduct is not going to encourage them to do so.
I mean, she was attacked. The man involved was found guilty. And yet there's this question that he raises about whether consent is necessary for, I guess, the first thing that the driver did, which was to kiss her, but also lick her face. On that narrow question of consent, what's your thinking?
Well, it just suggests that the judge does not understand the legal concept of consent. Consent must be affirmative and ongoing and voluntary in the mind of the complainant. And unwanted sexual contact is unwanted sexual contact. It doesn't, each act would need to be something that a person would consent to. There's not a different grade of consent for different unwanted conduct. If you don't want to be touched, you don't want to be touched, period.
You intervened in the case of the former Justice Robin Camp, and that was, I understand, before a Magistrates' Council as well?
That was the Canadian Judicial Council because he was a federally appointed judge by the time that the complaint was made. So, he was a provincial court judge in the sexual assault trial that gave rise to the complaint.
So can you just give us a bit of insight into what that process is like?
Sure. So in that case, the judge's conduct came to light. That is, how he treated the sexual assault complainant during the course of the trial came to light because the verdict, he acquitted the accused in that case, and that was appealed by the Crown. And the Alberta Court of Appeal, in its decision, mentioned concerns about what it saw in the transcript with respect to potential bias on the part of the judge. And this kind of commentary does ultimately make the public think that there is systemic bias in the judicial system. So complaints were made about his conduct, and specifically complaints by several law professors, and then ultimately by the Solicitor General of Alberta, to the Canadian Judicial Council. They set up a panel to hear, to hold an inquiry into those complaints, and held a hearing in Calgary, and ultimately made a recommendation that he be removed from the bench. And what's useful to know about that, yes, it's true that in the case that you're discussing today, the verdict was a conviction.
Yeah.
The decision that the Canadian Judicial Council made in the Camp case, they made a finding that a judge can render an impeccable legal decision and still engage in misconduct. And they also talked about how the kind of conduct that was before them in Camp does create this public perception that the judicial system is fueled by systemic bias. And, in the Camp case, Justice Camp was, as he was then, was remorseful. He apologized. He embarked upon all kinds of education. But the Judicial Council determined that the public confidence in the judiciary was irreparably damaged, and that's the test for them. It's not whether the judge is sorry or whether he has worked to re-educate himself. It's whether the public can possibly have confidence in a judiciary that makes the kinds of comments that he made, and they determined in his case that it could not.
Do you think that this case is as serious, and I guess I'm asking you, do you think that this particular judge, Jean-Paul Brun, should still be on the bench?
I haven't read the transcript, and I wasn't in the courtroom, and I don't I don't know all of the details, although they certainly sound very worrisome. One additional thing that happened in the situation with respect to Robin Camp that was a major concern above and beyond the myths and stereotypes that he introduced into the court was that he also expressed antipathy toward the legal provisions intended to protect survivors in the law. So what's understood as the rape shield provisions in the criminal code that many women's organizations, including LEAF, worked for many years to have there, to offer protection to survivors in the criminal court process so that they would want to come forward at all. Justice Camp, as he then was, actually expressed disdain for those provisions. And so that was a very serious matter over and above the very serious problem of the kinds of language that he used towards the complainant, because he actually refused to apply the law. And that would be a very serious matter, whether it was a commercial case or an environmental law case or an employment law case, and certainly in a sexual assault case. I don't know whether there is also that dimension to the case that we're discussing today, but in any event, it seems to me that a complaint to the Judicial Council in Quebec is very warranted.
Okay, Kim Stanton, thank you for your time this morning. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Kim Stanton, who's legal director of the Women's Legal Education and Action Fund in Toronto. They were interveners in the case of Robin Camp, formerly a justice. He served in Alberta. He's known as the Knees Together Judge. And if you want to find out more about the case of Jean-Paul Brown, then head over to our website, cbc.ca/Montreal.